Morning.
Good morning.
Always good to be back here, sharing with brothers and sisters.
非常高兴能够回到这里和弟兄姐妹分享。
So before I start, I want to ask you guys this question.
在我开始之前，想问大家一个问题。
Do you guys like to take risks in your life?
大家在生活中愿不愿意冒险？
Or are you like me who likes to avoid risks?
还是像我一样要避免冒险？
See, I have the personality of anything I do, before I make a decision, I want to study it.
我的个性是在我做任何一件事情之前我要研究好。
And then if I were to make a decision, I want to be confident on that decision.
我如果要做一个决定的话，我要有确据。
And that's why my life, if you don't know me, my life may look boring.
所以呢，我的生活看上去就很无聊。
Because I don't like to take risk.
因为我不喜欢冒险。
And therefore, I'm not as exciting as some other people.
所以我不像其他一些人一样叫啊，就会活得很精彩。
For example, I pick the less riskiest job possible.
我就是找一个最没有危险的工作。
I work for the federal government.
我是在联邦工作。
17 years ago, I picked this position so that I will never lose my job.
17年前我找到这个工作，我就永远不会失业。
I can pay attention to my family and do the least possible and just cruise until retirement.
我就可以全心贯注的在我们家里面，我可以一直到退休。
At least that's what I thought until recently, right?
这就是我的想法，直到最近。
I'm a kind of guy that likes to be confident in the decisions I make.
我是一个对我做的决定，我喜欢我所做的决定是让我感到有把握的。
But even in the most confident decisions, sometimes we start to doubt ourselves.
即使我们做的是最有把握的决定，有时候我们也会怀疑。
And my job, you know, is as secure as it is, there are also risks.
我们的工作尽管非常的安全，但是还是有危险。
What if my boss doesn't like me?
如果我的老板不喜欢我怎么办？
What if I made a mistake?
如果我犯了错怎么办？
What if our president makes a crazy decision?
如果我们的总统疯狂了怎么办？
Right, so even at our highest confidence level, we still doubt.
虽然我们很确信，但是还是会有疑问。
And so sometimes we kind of take this approach when it comes to our salvation.
有的时候，当我们来到救恩的时候，也是这种态度。
Right, we are taught that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that we will be saved. Right, we all know that.
圣经告诉我们说，我们也知道，如果我们认自己的罪，我们啊，神就会赦免我们的罪，我们就得救了。
We have been justified by grace through faith.
我们是因着恩，也借着信而得救。
Right, we can be right with God simply by believing.
我们就因着信就可以与神和好。
But oftentimes in our hearts, we ask ourselves, "Is this really enough?"
有的时候，但是在心里面，我们会问自己，这样就足够了吗？
Like we start to question ourselves, "What if I mess up?"
我们会问自己，如果我搞砸了怎么办？
Seems like it's too good to be true. I gotta do something more, right?
觉得太 好的难以置信，我总要做一点事情吧。
And then ultimately we ask ourselves, can we lose our salvation?
那么最终我们可能会问我们的救恩会不会失去。
Am I really saved? Am I really secure?
我是不是真的得救了，真的有安全了吗？
And so today's scripture, Romans chapter 5.
今天的经文罗马书第五章。
Verses 1 through 11, Paul kind of addressed this concern, this doubt.
在一到十一节，保罗就是讲到这个问题。
Because you and I know this, any new or old believer will inevitably ask ourselves this question: Am I really secure?
我们也知道，我们无论我们信主了多久，是长是短，我们都会问自己：我真的得救这个问题。
If I'm really saved, how come I don't feel it sometimes?
如果我真的得救了，为什么我没有感觉
？Can I lose it?
我会不会失去救恩
？And then Saul, I mean Paul assures us this question in verses 1-11.
保罗在第一到十一节就是在这个问题上给我们确据。
So let me read it first in English, and then Tom here can read it in Chinese.
好，我们先用英文，然后再用中文来读。
So therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into his grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into the hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Verse 6. For while we were still weak, at the right time Jesus died for the ungodly, for one would scarcely die for the unrighteous person, though perhaps for a good person one may dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled by God by the death of his son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
我们既因信称义，就藉着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合，我们又藉着他因信得进入现在所占的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，也更要藉着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且藉着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们既藉着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就藉着他以神为乐。
That's our word of prayer.
我们有一些祷告。
Father, as we come before your word, we ask that your spirit may enlighten us.
父啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，就求你的圣灵来光照我们。
Keep away anything that doesn't belong in your thoughts.
让我们真的让啊，让我们除去我们里面啊一切自己的意念。
May our hearts be a fertile ground for your word.
让我们的心成为好土。
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样求，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to make it very clear. The basic message of these 11 verses is this.
让我很清楚地告诉大家，这十一节经文的基本含义乃是
You cannot lose your salvation.
你不会失去救恩。
Once saved, forever saved.
一次得救，永远得救。
Okay, let's repeat this again. Once saved, forever saved.
让我再重复一次，一次得救，永远得救。
Got it?
听懂了吗？
All right. So Paul starts off verse 1 by saying, we have been justified by faith.
保罗第一节就告诉我们说，我们是因信称义。
We hear this term a lot in the Christian world, right?
在基督教的世界，我们一直听到这样的说法。
Justification by faith.
因信称义。
It simply means God no longer sees us as sinners.
这个意思就是说，神不再看我们为罪人。
But he have deemed us righteous.
而是看我们为义。
Before God, before we before Christ Jesus, the work of Christ Jesus on the cross, God sees us as enemies.
在耶稣基督成十字架的救恩之前，神看我们是仇敌。
And we're doomed to eternal death.
我们的结局就是死。
But because of this justification, we are now in a position that is counted right before Christ, before God.
但是因着称义，我们在神面前被算为义。
It's not saying that we have never sinned, or will we ever sin?
不是说我们再也不会犯罪，从来没有犯过罪。
But our status now before God is considered righteous.
但是我们在神面前的状态现在是称为义。
This is what justification means.
这就是称义的意思。
It's a stamp of approval.
就是得到证明。
A confirmation of our new status.
我们新的身份得到了证明。
And because of this, because that we have been justified, Paul gave us now he'll give us six package deals that came with this justification.
因为我们称义了，随着称义而来的呢，神给了我们盛装了六项关键因素的套餐。
Kind of to assure us of our salvation.
就是要确定我们的救恩。
That our salvation is permanent, is everlasting, and you cannot lose it.
我们的救恩是永远的，是永恒的，是不会失去的。
So if you're taking notes, here are the six points.
那么一共有六点，请大家记下。
First one is peace with God.
第一点是与神和好。
The second one is access to God's grace.
第二点是站在神的恩典之中。
The third one is glorious hope.
第三点是荣耀的盼望。
The fourth one is character development.
第四点是磨练出的品格。
Fifth one is God's love.
第五点是神的爱。
And the very last one, sixth one, is certainty of salvation.
最后一点，第六点是与神和好。
Right, six points. So I'll try to go.
一共六点。
I'll try to go through them one by one. I'll try not to rush, and then so this way we can all come to the same conclusion.
啊，我试着呢一点一点的来讲啊，不着急，大家都能够明白。
Verse 1, he says, second part of verse 1, he says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一点呢，就是第一节的后半部分，就是我们借着主耶稣基督得与神和好。
See, sometimes when we relate peace to a feeling, right?
我们通常呢，是将和平与
a feeling.
我们通常呢，感觉和好是一种感觉。
Right, weather's nice, nobody's yelling at me, there's no drama in my life, I feel peaceful.
但是呢，天气很好，我们没有，我们的，在我们的生活当中没有发生任何的事情，没有人，骂我，这个时候我就会感觉很平安。
See, this is not a peace that Paul is talking about here.
但这不是保罗所说的平安。
It's not based on our feelings or not based on our emotion, but this peace is objective.
跟我们的感觉，跟我们的情绪没关，而是一种客观的平安。
See, before I mentioned, how before the work of the cross, we were at war with God.
在十字架工作成就之前，我们是跟神征战。
Actually, more.Properly, is God was at war with us.
说的更准确一些，是神与我们征战。
We may not feel it, but that's reality.
我们可能没有感觉到，但那是事实。
Right, Romans chapter 1, verse 8 says, God says the wrath of God was pouring out on us.
在罗马书一章八节是说，神的愤怒倾倒在我们身上。
And then the Psalm says, God is angry with us, with the wicked every single day.
诗篇告诉我们说，神的怒气发泄在一切作恶的人身上。
Like this is stuff we don't usually talk about.
这是我们不常谈论的事。
We always say God loves you, God accepts you, and all that good stuff, which is true.
我们总是说神爱我们，神接纳我们，这当然是真实的。
But we don't realize before that God loves and accepts us, before that God was at war with us because of our sin.
但是我们也知道。在神爱我们之前，神在赦免我们之前，神是跟我们的罪在征战。
He cannot pretend we're sinless.
神不能假装我们是无罪的。
However, because of the justification through the work of Jesus Christ,
但是因着耶稣基督的工作的称义
God is no longer at war with us.
神不再与我们征战。
Peace with God means that the war is over.
那么我们与神相合，就告诉这个战争结束了。
God is no longer fighting us.
神不再啊，神不再与我们作对。
He no longer sees us as his enemy.
不再把我们当作他的敌人。
All because of the work of Christ on the cross.
都是因着基督在十字架上的工作。
Because when he died on the cross, he paid for our sin, and then the payment for our sin was satisfied.
因为他死在十字架上的时候，他为我们付了代价，这个代价是足够的。
The penalty for our sin was paid, and it was paid in full.
他为我们付上了代价，而且付了全部的代价。
See, all that God's wrath that's been pouring out on us, God poured it out onto his Son, Jesus Christ.
神本来要倾倒在我们身上的愤怒，现在倾倒在耶稣基督身上。
Our debt has been paid and is now settled.
我们的债被付清了。
And we're now considered friends of God.
我们现在成为神的朋友。
The sons of God.
成为神的儿子。
We're each other's brothers and sisters, and then we're heirs of the inheritance.
每一个弟兄姐妹都成为神的后裔。
And so because God is now satisfied with us, so therefore we have that peace.
因为神现在，因为我们现在使神满足了，所以我们跟神有了和平。
And that peace is permanent. It's independent of what we have done or what we have not done.
这个和平是永远的，跟我们做了什么或者没有做什么无关。
This peace is based on the completed work of Christ Jesus.
这个和平是基于耶稣基督已经完成的工作。
Independent of our action.
跟我们无关。
See, when you are at war with somebody,
当你
there's no peace, right?
当你跟别人有战争的时候是没有和平的。
When you are at war with your spouse,
如果你跟你的配偶处于战争状态
，I mean we all have arguments with our spouse from time to time, right?
我们都会时不时的和我们的配偶争吵。
Right, when we are in the midst of the argument, we're at war with each other.
当我们争吵的时候，我们就是处于战争的状态。
And you know how awkward it feels, right?
你会觉得非常的不自然。
Do I talk to her? Do I not talk to her? What if she yells at me? Like, what do I say to defend myself? You know what? I just don't want to talk to her.
我去跟她讲话还是不要跟她讲话？如果她骂我怎么办？我不想跟她讲话。
You know, like sometimes you gotta talk. Sometimes, like, who initiates that conversation? Who apologizes first, right?
你知道这个时候搞不清楚谁开口先讲话，谁先去求和。
It's so awkward that I can't not wait until it's resolved.
啊，那种感觉非常的糟糕，我是真的是盼望赶快解决这个问题。
But you know, as soon as somebody apologizes, as soon as there's reconciliation,
但是一旦我们开始，我们抱歉，我们开始和好的时候
，as soon as that war is over, when we enter into that phase of peace,
一旦我们的战争结束了，我们进入了和平状态。
You can resume communication.
我们就可以我们的谈话可以继续了。
You can start to feel free and relaxed next to that person.
我们就得到了释放，我们就放松了。
You don't feel like that person's always trying to accuse you anymore.
你就不会感觉啊，对方一直要控告你。
Even though you still have other stuff happening around your life.But because your relationship is right with your spouse, a lot of other things will naturally become more manageable.
虽然我们的生活当中还会发生各种各样的事情，但是呢，因为你跟你的配偶的关系解决了，所以呢，这些事情现在就很自然的可以在你的掌控之下。
So here's our first point.
这是我的第一点。
You can be confident of your salvation because you now have peace with God.
你可以确信你的得救，因为你现在与神之间能够和平相处。
See, again, the beauty of being at peace with somebody is that all the hostilities will stop, will cease.
你能够与一个人和平相处的美丽之处，现在就是你们之间不再存有敌意。
Right, which naturally opens up to other opportunities, right?
这就自然打开了其他的机会。
And then that comes to our second point. that peace leads to access to God.
这就是第二点，我们与神之间有了和平，让我们就可以站在神，就可以来到神的面前。
And then when we can have access to God, we have access to God's grace, and then we have access to hope.
我们能够来亲近神，我们就能够得到他的恩典和盼望。
Right, that's verse 2. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into his grace in which we stand.
第二节，我们又借着他因信得以进入现在所站的这恩典中。
When you are at peace with God, now that you have access to God.
当我们与神和平之后，我们就能够来亲近神。
But let's take a step back.
我们退后一步。
Access to God.
来亲近神。
Do you know how significant this statement is, that we have access to God?
我们能够亲近神，大家知道这有多重要吗？
Like I'm reading through the book of Exodus and Leviticus recently, currently.
我最近呢读出埃及记和利未记。
And then when you go through all these like rules and regulations, the temple building, the sacrifices, what to wear, what to not wear, and how to cleanse yourself, I realize, man.It's impossible to get near to God.
当你读到这么多律法规条啊，要怎样的献祭啊，要穿什么，要吃什么啊，怎样的洁净你自己，所有这些的时候，我觉得这根本没有办法做到。
In Exodus chapter 19, God says, "Don't come near me, or you will die."
出埃及记十九章说，你不要靠近我，不然你会被击杀。
Right.After God killed Aaron's two sons for the unauthorized fire, remember what God said?
还记得当神击杀了亚伦的两个儿子的时候，神说了什么吗？
Among my people, I will be shown sovereign.
在我的子民之中，我要显出我的权柄。
Before all nations, I will be holy.
在万国之中，我要显出我的圣洁。
Like today, we take access to God as Just so casually.
今天我们把来到神面前当作随便。
But we have to realize God is absolutely holy. We can't just people like sinners, okay? Even angels have to cover their eyes and cover their feet before approaching God.
我们不知道神是绝对的圣洁，像我们这样的罪人，甚至连天使到神面前都要遮盖自己，才能到神面前。
Sinful men have no access, have no right to God whatsoever.
有罪的人绝对不能到神的面前。
Not until the work and the death of Jesus Christ on the cross.
直到主耶稣基督在十字架上死。
Paul tells us that we have access into God's grace.
保罗说我们现在得以站在这恩典之中。
See, most of, a lot of times we think we are saved by grace through faith, right?
我们总是想我们是借着恩典而得救。
But sometimes in the back of our mind, we think this is, feels like a one-time deal.
我们呢觉得呢这就是一次性的。
Right, grace brought us to God.
恩典把我们带到神面前。
But if we mess up, we get kicked out.
我们但是如果我们搞砸的话，神就会把我们一脚踢开。
Like sometimes we feel like that.
有时候我们会这样感觉。
But that's not true.
但这是错的。
Here it says we have access by faith and then in grace which we stand.
因为这里说我们因信得以进入恩典并且站立在这恩典之中。
We stand in grace. We are living in grace.
我们站立在恩典之中，我们也活在恩典之中。
We are sustained by grace.
我们被恩典所保守。
God's grace is infinitely continuous.
神的恩典是没有穷尽的。
It doesn't run dry.
是没有穷尽的。
See, our sin can never cancel out our salvation.
我们的罪不会取消我们的救恩。
Because we are immersed in God's infinite abundance of grace.
因为神无尽的恩典把我们掩埋。
See, the fact that we didn'tEarn our salvation means we cannot unearn our salvation.
因着我们救恩不是靠我们得来的， 同样救恩也不是因着我们而失去。
This is a definition of grace.
这就是恩典的定义。
We don't deserve it, but God gave it to us.
我们不配，神赐给我们。
See, if you're in Christ, not only does Jesus makes you, gives you that peace with God.
你在基督里面，神不单单把那个和平赐给我们。
He gives you access to God.
也让我们可以站立在神的面前。
The same way a child has access to his parents.
就好像孩子站在父亲啊父母之前一样。
Right, a child can come to his parents whenever or wherever.
一个孩子可以随时随处来到父母的面前。
I will never tell my daughter, your quota for today has been up.
我从来不会对我的女儿说，你到我面前来的名额今天用完了。
You can come back next week. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
你下周再来，现在我不想再跟你讲话。
And no matter how busy or how frustrated sometimes you are, but as a parent, you always want to welcome your kids, right?
无论我们多忙，无论我们多么的气馁，但是你随时可以接待我们的啊，你的孩子，对不对
？That's because the relationship between us is father and son, father and daughter.
因为我们之间的关系是父子或者父母啊，父女啊，父子或者父女的关系。
So here comes my second point.
这就是我的第二点。
You can be confident with your salvation.
你对你的救恩有把握。
Because you now have access to God's grace.
因为现在你可以站立在神的恩典之中。
This is not how you feel. This is the reality.
这不是你的感觉，而是事实。
Okay, so that's the second point.
这是第二点。
So look what else Paul is saying.
保罗还说了什么呢？
That we, the second half of verse 2, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
第二节的后半节说，我们欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
That we get to rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
我们在神荣耀的盼望中欢欢喜喜。
What do we usually rejoice in nowadays?
我们在救恩当中通常是什么使我们欢喜呢？
A new job?
是一个新的工作吗？
A new phone?
新的手机啊。
New car?
新的车。
A happy wife?
一个快乐的妻子。
Right? Here we have, like, all these things are great, but they may go away in time.
这些东西都非常好，但是随着时间，它们可以失去。
New phone becomes old.
新的手机变成旧的。
A new job becomes a burden.
新的工作变成为一种负担。
Things happen, right? Things happen that we rejoice, and then we can no longer rejoice anymore.
事情会改变的，我们过去喜欢的东西不再成为喜欢的。
But here Paul says, this is something else we should rejoice in.
但是保罗这里面讲到有我们应当为之喜乐的其他的事。
And it is definite and it is everlasting.
这是确定的，而且是永远的。
And that will bring us hope.
这就是带给我们的盼望。
So the word hope appeared three times in verses 2-5.
从第二节到第五节，盼望一共出现了三次。
Right, hope of the glory of God.
我们盼望神的荣耀。
Right, and it appears three times.
出现了三次。
So peace of God, peace with God, takes care of our past.
我们与神和平讲到的是过去。
Access to His grace takes care of our present.
站在神的面前讲到现在。
And the hope takes care of our future.
盼望讲到我们的未来。
One day we will share in His glory, and that is our hope.
有一天我们要与神同享荣耀，这是我们的盼望。
The past is justification.
过去讲到称义。
Current is sanctification.
现在讲到成圣。
And now we have future glorification to look forward to.
而讲到未来的时候，就是讲到我们得荣耀。
Right, this is something, again, this is another concept that we don't often think about.
这是我们不常常思想的一个概念。
That we will get to share with God we'll share the glory of God.
我们将要享同享神的荣耀。
And when we think about the glory of God, that how we get to share with Him, that should give us hope.
我们当我们思想神的荣耀，讲到我们要与神同享荣耀的时候，这就成为我们的盼望。
See, when we talk about hope in our everyday terms, like, I hope it won't rain today.
当我们在日常生活讲到盼望的时候，我们通常就是一种期待。
I hope that school accepts me.
我希望那个学校能接收我。
I hope that girl likes me.
我希望那个女孩会喜欢我。
Right, there's the positive element, but there's also behind that positive element, there's also a sense of doubt.
在希望当中有积极的因素，但是在那个背后也有疑问。
I hope I can go to heaven.
我希望我能去天堂。
But see, the biblical definition of hope is full of confidence and security.
但是合乎圣经的盼望乃是充满了确据。
Because biblical hope is the confident expectation based on a totally reliable foundation.
因为呢，这个合乎圣经的盼望是有非常可靠的根基的盼望期待。
And therefore, we can wait with joy and confidence.
所以呢，我们可以欢欢喜喜的等候盼望。
See, when you say, "I hope it won't rain today," there's a lot of uncertainty.
当我们说希望今天不下雨的时候，有很多不确定。
But when a kid is waiting for his parents to pick him up, there's a lot more assurance, right?
但是当一个小孩等待他父母来接他的时候，里面的确据就多了，增加了许多。
When a mom tells a kid, "I will pick you up after school,"
当妈妈告诉孩子说我会到学校来接你的时候
，there's really rarely will that kid wonder, "I wonder if mommy will pick me up today."
那么一个孩子心里面很少会怀疑说我妈妈今天会不会来接我
，because he knows.His mother is reliable. His mother is going to pick him up.
因为他知道他妈妈很可靠，他妈妈会来接他。
And then let's expand that. I remember when I was dating my wife.
我们把这个再扩展一点。我还记得当我跟我太太约会的时候。
We will say, "Let's meet at this spot at this time and this date."
我会跟她说这个时候。在这个地方我们约会
right? I will dress up. I will make sure I get there ahead of time. And there's just so much hope, right? There's so much hope and joy because I get to meet her, and she's coming to meet me.
我会穿好衣服。我确定我要提前到那里。我也这就是很大的盼望。我也知道我们会在那里相见，对不对？
Like, there is no doubt in my mind that she will come here because we are in a relationship.
我毫不怀疑她会到这里，因为我们有这种关系。
Right, it's very, this kind of hope brings out joy and brings out confidence. It's very different than, "I hope it won't rain today."
那这种盼望呢，就会给我们带来确据。这跟呢，我们那种希望不要下雨的盼望是完全不一样。
See, Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain what we do not see."
希伯来书十一章第一节就告诉我们说，信是所望之事的实底，是未信之事的确据，未见之事的确据。
In the Bible, hope does not have doubt.
在圣经当中，盼望是没有疑惑的。
Because when God says when it will happen, it will happen.
因为当神说要有的时候，就有。
Therefore, we can rest and assured that we will share in His glory sooner or later.
所以我们有确据，早晚我们要与他同享荣耀。这样
Nothing in this world can remove us from that.
这个世界上没有任何事情能够把我们从这个盼望当中移除。
Not even your darkest, dirtiest sin.
即使是我们最黑暗、最肮脏的罪。
Therefore, we can hope and rejoice in the glory of God.
让我们可以在盼望中能够同享神的盼望神的荣耀。
So that's my third point.
这是我第三点。
You can be confident of your salvation because you have a divine hope.
我们可以在我们的确据有把握，是因为我们有这样荣耀的盼望。
All right, that's three points.
讲了三点。
How much time do I have? I'm good? About 15. Okay. I have hope. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Now, not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom has been given to us.
第三到第五节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
See, not only do we have hope in our glory, but we also have hope in our suffering.
我们不但在荣耀中有盼望，在患难中同样有盼望。
You see, peace with God doesn't necessarily mean smooth sailing and nothing wrong will ever happen.
我们与神和好，我们与神有和平，不意味着我们从此一帆风顺，而啊，任何事情都不会出错。
See, God allows us to grow up and live in a very sinful environment.
神允许我们在这个充满罪恶的环境里面。
We are sinners living amongst other sinners.
我们是生活在罪人当中的罪人。
We have struggles, we'll have conflicts.
我们有挣扎，我们有冲突。
Yet Paul says, we can glory in these sufferings.
保罗却说，在这样的患难中，我们能够有盼望。
Why in the world will we glory in our suffering?
为什么在患难中我们有荣耀？
Right, because in God's economy, suffering starts a chain reaction.
因为在神的计划之中，患难可以啊 ，suffering.
It starts a chain reaction.
啊，患难可以带来一系列的反应。
Right, it starts with suffering. Will produce endurance, or some translations says perseverance, and then into character development, and then into hope.
因为患难能够让我们更加的成熟，而成熟却能够造就我们的品格，在我们的品格当中，主要我们啊就不至于羞耻。
See, when we go through a trial, when we go through difficulties, in God's economy, it's an opportunity to endure and to persevere.
当我们受到试炼、受到患难的时候，神的计划是我们经过这些难处，我们就可以更加的啊忍耐。
Which is completely, which is the opposite of how the world is teaching us today.
这跟世界所教导我们的正好相反。
Right, the world we live in is gearing towards instant gratification, right?
那这个世界所教导我们的是，我们所需要的是立刻就能够得到满足。
We don't know something, our phone's in our pocket, we can Google anything, right?
我们现在有手机，我们可以查询任何事情。
When we don't have something, we can Amazon, we can buy anything online.
我们需要东西的时候，我们可以去亚马逊，我们可以到在网上购买。
Right, if you it can come in here in 3 days, or if you pay for the premium, it can come here next day.
你可以呢，你可以买这个premium， 你可以。会员，这个你可以成为啊会员，然后你买的东西很快就会到，就会寄到。
Right, everything we want is instant, is immediate, is now.
我们所需要的是立刻、马上、现在。
There's no sense of patience around people, right?
现在在我们当中没有不需要耐心。
Right.As kids are very young, they start to get bored. Here's a phone.
当小孩很小的时候，当他们无聊的时候，就把电话给他们。
Go watch TV.
去看电视。
Right? Even in class, they are constantly on the phone or on their computers.
即使在教室里面，他们也一直看手机、看电视。
Right? Adults, we're the same.
大人也是一样。
We cannot be bored for 1 minute.
我们一分钟都不能变得无聊。
And therefore, the concept of enduring through suffering, of building up patience, of persevering, is in a short supply.
所以这种借着患难能够生忍耐，忍耐能够让我们持守，能够建立我们的品格，这种观念是非常陌生的。
See, we can learn about perseverance. We can learn about suffering in Bible studies or in a church setting.
在查经的时候，在教会聚会的时候，我们可以学习这些忍耐啊，坚持啊。
But we cannot practice it until we start to endure it in our lives.
但是只有当我们在生命中去需要去忍耐的时候，我们才真正的开始操练。
See, in hardship, in trials, some people were revealed that they actually don't like God.
只有在这种试炼，在这种艰难中，我们有些人才显明，其实他们并不像神。
Some people were run to God.
那有些人是奔向神。
Some learned to pray.
有些人祷告。
Like David.
像大卫一样。
While others learned to run away, like King Saul.
那也有人像扫罗一样离开神。
But if you let God work through you, transforming you while you lean on God in the midst of all these trials,
但是如果你让神来在你身上做工，来改变你，那么你就是向着神而活。
God starts to use his trials to develop your character.
神借着这些试炼来建造你的品格。
Some people may become more gentle instead of more angry.
有些人变得更加的温柔，而不是更加的愤怒。
Some people become more patient instead of anxious.
有些人变得更加有忍耐，而不是担忧。
Some people become more loving instead of more bitter.
有些人变得更加的有爱心，而不是苦毒。
See, it's through all these trials you really start to realize, experience God's provision.
乃是经过这些试炼之后，你可以真正的认识到神的供应。
And through that personal experience with God, that matures into hope.
借着我们跟个人的这些经历，让我们可以更加的老练。
So that comes to my fourth point.
这就是我的第四点。
You can be confident with your salvation.
你对你的救恩有确据。
Because you have the Holy Spirit to help you grow and to mature.
因为呢，有圣灵帮助你，让你更加的老练。
That.Produces character which leads to hope.
这样的品格就让你带给你盼望。
And verse 5, he says, hope does not disappoint because God's love.
第五节就说盼望不至于羞耻因着神的爱。
But see, this hope takes time, right?
这样的盼望需要时间。
Otherwise, it's just another instant gratification.
不然的话又变成一个立即的东西。
But look at verse 5 to 8.
我们来看第五到第八节。
As we wait for this hope to be fulfilled,
当我们等候这个盼望成就的时候，
Paul reminds us of how the love of God has been poured out into our hearts.
神就保罗就提醒我们神的爱如何浇灌在我们心里。
So because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom has been given to us,For a while we were still weak. At the right time, Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for an unrighteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would even dare to die.
因为赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
And then verse 8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
See, the fact that God allows trials and tribulation in our lives doesn't mean God doesn't love us.
在我们生命当中有试炼不意味着神不爱我们。
In fact, through them, we experience what it means to be loved unconditionally.
借着这些，让我们知道神的爱是没有条件的。
See, verse 6, it says, while we are still weak.
第六节说，当我们还软弱的时候。
Now, Paul is talking about the characteristic of God's love.
保罗在这里讲到是神的爱的特点。
Which is not based on our strength.
跟我们的力量无关。
God loved us while we're still weak.
当我们还软弱的时候，神就爱我们。
See, how often times we feel God loves us the most when we are the strongest.
有的时候我们觉得当我们最刚强的时候，神最爱我们。
When we are right with God, when we didn't mess up all week, when we do our devotions, that's when we feel closest to God.
当我们与神的关系是好的时候，当我们没有搞砸的时候，当我们每天读经祷告的时候，是神最爱我们的时候。
Right, so the contrary, when we start to mess up, when we start to fall away, when we start to feel like God doesn't love us anymore.
反过来，当我们软弱的时候，当我们离开神的时候，我们感觉不到神爱我们。
We feel like failures.
我们感觉到失败。
See, it's, we feel like this, we feel like that, right?
我们觉得这样，我们觉得那样。
But Paul says, while we had no strength, while we're still powerless.
但保罗却说，当我们没有力量的时候，当我们失败的时候，当我们毫无能力的时候，
God poured out his love onto us.
神将他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
His love does not require our strength to experience.
我们不需要自己的力量来经历神的爱。
In fact, it's often when we are the weakest, we get to experience His love the most.
事实上，当我们觉得最软弱的时候，我们最能够经历神的爱。
Because that's by definition God's grace.
因为按照定义，这就是神的恩典。
Right? Sometimes I feel like I'm the most loved when I'm serving the most.
有的时候，我们觉得我们服侍最多的时候，是我们最被爱的时候。
But many years ago, I was sick and I was hospitalized.
很多年以前我生病住院。
I was hospitalized for 2 weeks. So for 2 weeks or for about a month, I couldn't go to church.
我病了两周，有一个月的时间我都不能去教会。
But brothers and sisters from church, they kept on visiting me.
但是教会的弟兄姐妹，他们却一直来探访我。
Multiple visits a day.
大多数人是白天的时候来。
I mean, many times, so many brothers came, I couldn't even rest.
有的时候来的弟兄太多了，我都来不及穿，我都不能休息了。
That's when I really feel loved the most.
那是我最感觉到被爱的时候。
Not when I'm doing the most.
不是我做的最多。
But when I'm receiving what I don't deserve.
而是我得到我不配的时候。
Francis, do you understand this is the love of God?
大家是否明白这是神的爱？
Christ died for us while we're still sinners.
当我们还是罪人的时候，基督为我们死。
Independent of our qualification, performance, or activity.
跟我们的资格、我们的表现和我们的作为无关。
We're saved by His grace, maintained by His grace, for Himself and by Himself.
我们得救是本着他的恩，也是呢，因着他的维持。
So that comes down to my fifth point.
这就来到第五点。
You can be confident with your salvation.
我们对自己的得救有把握。
Because you are unconditionally loved by God.
因为神无条件的爱你。
God's love is unconditional.
神的爱是无条件的。
You didn't earn it, you didn't deserve it, nor can you get rid of it.
你不是靠着自己力量而赚得的，是你不配的，所以呢，你也不会失去。
And to top everything off, Paul wants to make sure that we are absolutely confident and certain that our salvation is permanent.
在所有这一切之上，神要告诉保罗要让我们有确信，我们的救恩是永远的。
That you will never be beyond saving.
你永远不会失去救恩。你永远不至于 不被拯救。
So let's look at verse 9 and 10.
那我们再来看第九和第十节。
Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, now that we're reconciled, shall we be saved by his life.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既与和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
The key word I want us to focus on for these two verses is the two words much more. Much more.
那在这两节经文当中，我所要强调的关键词就是更要。
Right, he used twice. Much more shall we be saved.
我们就更要得救。
What does these two words mean?
这两个词的意思是什么？
So I'm going to use an example to help us illustrate.
我想要用一个例子来解释。
Let's say your whole family migrated to a remote town in Virginia.
假设你和你的家搬家搬到Virginia 一个偏远的地区。
Brand completely new neighborhood, and you don't know anyone, but you have a very nice neighbor.
你在那里面什么人都不认识，但是你有一个非常好的邻居。
His name is Mr. Peterson.
他的名字叫做 Peterson 先生。
So he's nice. He comes over, greets you guys, says try to help your family settle in, and he got to know your son pretty well.
他非常的好他来过来跟你们问候，然后呢，他要帮助你们安定下来，而且呢他也跟你的儿子混得很熟。
So unfortunately, one day your house started on fire.
但是很不幸，有一天你们家着火了。
You are away on doing business, and your son was just home alone.
但是呢，因为你工作的缘故，在外地，你儿子一个人在家。
Nobody else around, but there's a fire, right?
周围没有人，但是却着火了。
So Mr. Peterson breaks through your door, found your child. He wraps up your child in a fire blanket, and then runs out.
那这个 Peterson 先生他就打破你们家的门，冲到你们家，把你儿子包裹起来，然后救出去。
And through this incident, Mr. Peterson, he was burned a little bit, so he was in the, so he went to the hospital to recover.
因为这件事情呢Peterson 先生他被烧伤了，被送到了医院去恢复。
And then after recovery, your son asked you, can Mr. Peterson come over and play?
那他恢复之后，你儿子就问你，这个Peterson 先生可不可以过来玩？
Right? Can he come over and hang out with me?
可不可以过来陪我玩？
That's when you go to your son. That's when you tell your son.
这个时候你就告诉你儿子
Mr. Peterson jumped into the fire before he even got to know you. How much more do you think he will want to hang out with you?
如果这个 Peterson 先生还不认识你之前，他就跳到火海中来救你，那么你知道你想不想要跟他在一起？
Did you kind of get the message?Like how much more will he want to do other things for you?
你有没有明白？
Right?
那么他要为你做多少的事情？
Right? Just imagine this person would jump through the fire for you. How much more would he do other things?
如果想象这个人他愿意为你跳到火海中，那他为你还愿意做？是不是还愿意为你做其他更多的事情？
Do you see verse 9 and verse 10 that how much more here is Paul is trying to emphasize?
如果我们看第九节、第十节，是不是我们看到他更要为我们所做的？
See, the point of verse 9 is to make you all the more confident to assure you that God will save you.
第九节、第十节就让我们更加的确信神要如何的拯救我们。
Right? We have been justified by his blood.
我们靠着他的血称义。
How much more shall we be saved by, I mean, from his wrath?
他就更要除去神的愤怒。
And verse 10, if we were enemies,
第十节，我们还做仇敌的时候。
And then, yeah, while we were still enemies, God reconciled by the death of his son.
神借着他的儿子，让我们与他和好了。
How much more shall we be saved by his life?
我们就要更要因他的生得救。
Right, if Mr. Peterson jumped through the fire while he doesn't even know you, how much more would he want to hang out with you now that he knows you?
如果 Peterson 先生在还不认识你的时候就跳到火里来救你，那么他是更要跟你，如何要更要跟你在一起。
See, God has already done the hardest thing.
神已经做了最难的事情。
By sacrificing his son to reconcile his enemies.
借着他儿子的牺牲与他的仇敌和好。
How much will he do for you now that you are his family?
现在你属于他的家里，他要如何做更多的事为你。
How much more will he do for you?
他要为你做如何要做更多的事。
Can you imagine? The answer is so much more.
能够想象吗？那个答案就是要更加的多。
Right? In Ephesians chapter 3 says God can do much more than we can even think or imagine.
以弗所书三章告诉我们说，神要做的是远远超出我们能够想象的。
Your security is permanent.
你的救恩是永远的。
It's unbreakable.
是不会是牢不可破的。
So here comes my sixth point.
这就是我的第六点。
You can be confident with your salvation.
你可以对你的救恩有把握，有确据。
Because you are so much more precious than you think.
因为你比你想象的要更加的宝贵。
God paid for you with the life of his son.
神用他儿子的生命来为你付上代价。
How much more would he do for you?
他要为你更要做的啊，要做的如何要更多。
So all these six points leads up to one point.
所有这六点最终带我们到一点。
One final conclusion. Paul's intent after giving you points after points after points of your security is to hopefully bring you to this conclusion.
神给啊，保罗跟我们讲到一点接着一点接着一点，最后就是要带我们到这个结论。
Which is verse 11.
就是第十一节。
We also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation.
不但如此，我们既藉着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也要藉着他以神为乐。
Right, we've gone from peace to grace.
我们从和平到恩典。
To hope to love.
到盼望到爱。
To deliverance and to salvation.
啊。救啊，拯救我们。
What is our response?
我们的回应是什么？
What is our response for God's gift of salvation?
我们对神所赐给我们的救恩的回应是什么？
Yeah, that's cool.
很不错。
And what else you got?
那还有什么呢？
No, that's not our response should be rejoicing in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的回应应该是在耶稣基督里面啊，在神里面喜乐。
After receiving the assurance of salvation, being confident through our peace, through our hope, through our grace, through our strengthening, through our love, Paul wants us to see this so clear that we cannot help but to rejoice.
在我们得到了救恩的确据，让我们啊，在与神和好。能够有盼望，在荣耀里，所有这些之后，神要让我们非常的清楚，我们一定要喜乐。
See, how often do we get stuck in these factless fears?
很多时候，我们真的在恐惧之中。
Like these fears without evidence.
没有任何原因的惧怕。
We're anxious of the things that will never happen.
为着从来不会发生的事情而忧愁。
Worry about the things that's way in the future.
为着 将来很远之后的事情而担虑。
What if this? What if that? What if? What if? What if? What if? Bunch of what ifs.
如果这样，如果那样，如果那样，如果这样。
So imagine, imagine.
想象一下。
I can grant you, like one wish. Imagine I can give you.
假设我可以让你啊，我可以成就你的啊一个盼望。
I can get you into any job you want, any school you want.
任何的工作，任何的学校。
Unlimited amount of money.
无穷无尽的钱财。
Perfect health.
健康。
Like if I can grant you that wish, and if you receive that wish,
如果能够成就你这一个盼望。
How different would your life be?
你自己和你的生活会何等的不同。
How different would your decisions be?
你所做的决定又会何等的不同。
Right, if you are totally confident, if you are totally confident with the wish I just gave you.
如果你完全的确信我让你所有的那一个期许。
Wouldn't your behavior be a little different?
你行为会不会有些不同？
Wouldn't your priorities be a little different?
你的优先次序会不会有所改变？
See, a look at a review of these six assurances of justification shows us how our salvation in Christ is guaranteed.
让我们看一看刚才我们讲到的我们得救的确据的六点的时候，那我们就知道我们的救在耶稣基督里的救恩是何等的有把握。
Our salvation is independent of what we can or cannot do.
我们的救恩跟我们所能做的和不能做的无关。
It's by grace, it's through grace.
是因着恩典，借着恩典。
The salvation God gave us took care of our past, He's taking care of our present, and will take care of our future.
神给我们的救恩包含了过去、现在和未来。
Christ died for us.He's living for us, and He is coming for us.
基督为我们死，为我们活，也为我们再来。
This is truth.
这是真实。
This is not how you or I feel.
这不是你和我怎样的感觉。
So I'm going to go back to what I mentioned earlier.
我再回到之前我说到的。
Once saved, forever saved.
一次得救，永远得救。
Can we say this together? Okay.
Once saved, 一次得救,
forever saved.
永远得救.
I didn't hear anything. Come on, louder, okay?
大点声啊,
Ready? Once saved, forever saved. Okay? This is not Henry making it up, okay? This is not me trying to make you like me. This is the Word of God.
这不是我编造出来的, 这是神的话.
Our salvation is a fact.
我们的救恩是一个事实.
It's not a feeling.
不是一个感觉。
It's a reality.
是一个事实。
Because Jesus Christ has reconciled us to the Father.
因为耶稣基督让我们与父和好。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this assurance.
父啊，我们为着这样的确据而感谢你。
Yes, we often have doubts, have uncertainties.
我们确实常常会不确定，会有疑惑。
But we thank you that you have given us your word to assure us.
但是感谢你把你的话赐给我们，让我们有确据。
That nothing will ever separate us from the love of God.
没有任何的事情让我们与神的爱分离。
Lord, we thank you so much for your life.
我们谢谢你赐给为你的生命，我们感谢你。
We thank you so much for your salvation.
为着你的救恩，感谢你。
And we pray that you may enable us to live joyfully, looking forward for your glorification.
我们求你来帮助我们，让我们欢欢喜喜的生活，盼望那荣耀。
We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们所有这些祷告是靠你儿子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.